don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the same of someone's.
Happy Labor Day, 五一劳动节快乐。大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, Happy Labor Day, I'm Adam.
We hope you're sleeping in. 今天睡了个懒觉， getting some downtime on 劳动节 on Labor Day. 那我们今天的节目呢，要跟大家说说劳动英语怎么说。
Right, and if anybody was paying attention, you will probably notice that we have said it twice. The word is labor.
对，但是这个 labor, 劳动这个词在英语里它有特别多的用法和意思，它其中有一个意思还是生孩子、生产。所以今天我们就来跟大家说说这个劳动 labor 英语里面它不一样的意思和用法。那其实每一次我就是看到听众的留言说，他在不同的场景底下啊，有些人说忙的时候，工作忙的时候听我们的节目，边学习边放松调剂一下。也有很多朋友说啊，我最喜欢什么周末的早晨睡个懒觉，赖床听你们的节目。希望今天大家都不需要 labor, 不需要工作，就可以放松心情听我们的节目，然后到我们的微信公众号开言英语。那除了看推送文字以外呢，还可以给我们留个言吧，啊，告诉我们你今天 Labor Day 是怎么度过的。好，那 Adam, Labor Day 我们中国是五一劳动节啊， May 1st。然后美国他们也有劳动节嘛，对不对？
That's right, they've got one, but it is not in May.
是在
September.
September, 然后它是在the first Monday of September.
Right, it's the end of summer, basically.
对，就是美国很多的这个就是非宗教啊这样的假期，它都是在什么第一个礼拜几，最后一个礼拜几，然后基本上呢，它都可以给你连成一个小长假，连成一个 long weekend, right?
Long weekend, yeah.
It's either Thursday or Monday, 是这个样子的。好，那我前面说他们美国啊，我不是说你们美国，就是因为 Adam 是加拿大人。
Yay, but we also have Labor Day, and it's also at the same time as American Labor Day.
哦，是吗？我很惭愧的说，我不知道。
OK,
American and Canadian Labor Day 都是 the first Monday of September. 但我知道你加拿大人的一点呢，就是因为I want to talk about the spelling of this word.
Right. So Americans, you guys have probably noticed, they spell words a little different than British people.
对，就是美式英语和英式英语或英联邦国家英语，不管是从口音呀，然后用法，包括这个拼写会有一些不同。
So for labor in America, it's spelled L-A-B-O-R.
但是在英联邦国家
L-A-B-O-U-R.
对，美国很多的拼写都会短一点，对吧？
Right. Yeah.
但它的发音都是一样的，对吗？
Absolutely the same.
好啊，那讲到劳动， Adam 知不知道我们有一个特别有名的一句说法或者口号，叫做劳动最光荣。
I have heard that once or twice.
这英语怎么说呢？
I would say something about glory or the most glorious. So maybe labor is the most glorious.
哎呦，这个翻译好好啊，听起来就是好光荣啊， full of glory. Labor is the most glorious. Glory, 对，就是光荣的意思啊。好，那接下来呢，我们就来看各种有意思的 labor 这个词的用法。首先我们要说的呢是，其实它是既是动词又是名词，对吗？
right.
好，那你把它做动词用的时候可以怎么用呢？
Usually labor at something, like you labor at your job.
但这个听起来 if you labor at something, 就是好像是一个苦差事，很辛苦，对不对？
Right.
Maybe you're working long hours, 然后不管是体力上还是脑力上， it's all very taxing.
Right.
哎，这词我也很喜欢。我们知道 tax 是税嘛，对吧？但是它你后面加 ing 变成 adjective 形容词， something is very taxing, 就好像你要交税一样的，就是把你都榨干了那个感觉。
I've never heard someone get so happy about tax before.
It's very taxing 啊 If you labor at something, labor at work、mm. 通常这个让人感觉就是 you're complaining 就是、really you've had enough 受够了是吧
Right, or you can even say、slaving away That's another good phrase Slaving away at work
像努力一样我们之前的节目也有说过啊OK, 好反正 labor 做动词最常用的就是 to labor at something. 那但我觉得 labor when it's used as a noun,、oh, 它的用法和意思就好多好多。
Absolutely, absolutely. So we already mentioned Labor Day,、mm. but there's also、what we call the Labor Party in a lot of countries.
OK, 对 Labor Party 就是一个政党比如英国然后还有澳大利亚他们都有这个 Labor Party 劳动党。
Right, right, right.
好那这既然是劳动党嘛它就是 represent 代表劳动人民。
Right.
劳动人民这里就我们不能说什么 labor people, 哈。
People. I mean, you could just say the workers. I suppose you could say the working class.
Yeah, the working class people.
Yeah, yeah, I guess it's okay. I mean, my problem is I've studied、too much history, so...
你马列主义学了很多。
Yeah. So he has a very different understanding of, you know, the working class. But if you say, like, working class people, or I come from a working class background, like, that's okay.
Okay, since we talked about the working people, the working class, 那很多就是讲到体力劳动，对吧？体力劳动和脑力劳动。
Okay, so this is something Marx might not understand. Physical labor...
或者也说 manual labor.
Manual labor, yeah. Physical labor, manual labor,、they both mean the same thing. But then we also have this kind of newer form of labor, intellectual labor.
Okay, 所以前面 Adam 说的 manual,、manual 就是手,要用手的。我们之前说 drive a manual, 开手排档、right. 对吧是 It's the same word, 同样的词、physical labor, 形容是体力劳动。那脑力劳动这不是 brain labor 是吧
Brain labor, no Intellectual labor is probably the best、
Intellectual 就是你的思想用脑子的啊 Intellectual labor 好那我是觉得很多这个 intellectual labor 你后面也会感觉像个体力活因为动脑子动得多的也很累
Yeah, yeah,
so
you know
It's so taxing
It's taxing, it is taxing. It's very true, very true.
那其他的这个 labor 用法我觉得 it's all within the same category, 就是、比如 labor relations, 劳工关系、
right.
对吧然后还有美国他们有劳工部。
So the Department of Labor.、
The Department of Labor. 好前面我们说的 labor 都是劳动的意思啊接下来我们要看的这个 labor 意思非常不一样。但它也是非常辛苦的一种劳动 And this、
yes.
is
Well, this is、I'm not a doctor And I guess I've only experienced it once but,
And you're、not a woman
I'm also not a woman So I really don't feel I'm qualified to speak about labor in this sense Which is having a baby
对就是生孩子或者这跟中文很像嘛就是生产因为我们说的生产除了你生产东西以外你还生产孩子嘛所以英语里面、mm. when you say in labor or someone、mm. is in labor 就是说他 right now 现在正在生孩子
right exactly
对吧那比如生完以后你的亲朋好友他们很关心的问说 oh how was the labor 这里他们不是说你的工作怎么样而是说 was it successful
啊、
对吧就是说你这个生产过程顺不顺利这样的
I'm trying to wonder, like, if I asked a woman that question, though, you know, hey, how was the labor? Like, she might want to kill me just for asking it.
不，这个问题其实我觉得家人问是很自然的 How was the labor? 但如果你同事朋友 I guess between friends 也可以啊
It's probably better just to wait a little bit. I'm sure asking the woman, you know, immediately after the labor is probably not the best idea.
当然不是就是后面、好 OK 所以 labor 还有这个意思啊那很辛苦是吧就是 both manual and intellectual 好，那我们今天最后呢，跟大家来分享两个有意思的英语说法 expressions, idioms, I guess. 第一个是
A labor of love.
I love this phrase, a labor of love. 那它的意思我觉得大家可能也能体会啊。So what does this mean, Adam?
It basically means that you are working away at something. You know, it's a really hard work, but it's something you love doing. So it's not so bad.
对，就是 you might be laboring away. 就是我们前面说 you might be laboring at something. 虽然它是很辛苦的，但是呢，因为你很爱这个东西 ，so it's all worth it， 对吧
？Right.
而且我觉得它形容就是你很投入，你付出了很多自己的心血和情感在里面。
I think importantly here, guys, you always say that something is my labor of love, or this is my labor of love.
比如我们像我们都很爱。我们的事业嘛，开言英语，我们的用户，所以 we can say, you know, for us, this is a labor of love.
Absolutely.
是吧？开言英语 is a labor of love for us. 那接下来这一个呢 it's kind of related.
Okay. So the fruits of your labor.
劳动的果实，劳动的成果。
Yeah, so this is, I mean, I don't know about you guys, I really love fruit. Fruit is so amazing.
你很爱吃水果, so you love this phrase.
I love this phrase because, you know, you have to wait sometimes for that fruit. If you, you know, if you plant a tree and water it every day and protect it and, you know, do all this labor, you have to wait for the fruit to actually grow. But when the fruit grows, oh man, it's so delicious.
对，就是你说的，你可能辛苦工作了很久，漫长的一个过程。It's a labor of love for you, and eventually, you get to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Hope so.
对吧？好，那其实我常常看到听众的留言啊，就是说你们辛苦啦。留言里面很多的一类就是谢谢你们，你们辛苦了。我每次看到这个，真的就是。我觉得我们一点都不辛苦 because for us it's a labor of love. 然后我觉得 on a daily basis, 每天我都在 we're enjoying the fruits of our labor. 就是看到大家能够很快乐的学英语然后学到的东西 it just makes my day, it makes my life.
Right.
好 Adam 可能这时候心里的 OS 是想说你是 labor of love 很开心 我觉得很累是吧
The fruits are delicious. Let me just say that.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。大家在五一有什么小长假有什么计划呢？都可以在留言里面告诉我们。然后对你来说 ，What is a labor of love for you？ 你最爱的是什么样的工作，什么样的事业？也可以在留言里面和我们分享。那我们开言的会员课程呢？我们小长假推出了一个是谈论自己的五一小长假计划也是就是觉得特别实用嘛希望大家小长假的时候呢不要忘记学英语也可以学学这节课那如果你还不是开言会员的话呢也可以到我们的微信公众号先来免费试用一下之后直接升级学习一年只要629每天都有新课 Thank you for listening Happy Labor Day
Bye guys
Cause it's a beautiful day、Beautiful day Oh baby any day that you're gone away It's a beautiful day